Mohammed, can you explain us why you and your friends left your country? We know about the situation in Syria, but it's always good also to have some concrete example to know the people.
All of us have left our country, our lovely country, I would say it, because of war and the situation in Syria. It's not a normal war or like so. There are about four conflicted parties. And we are, as a peaceful people,
I saw it on the news,
we were forced to leave our country and come here to Europe.
And concretely, what in which situation were the people to before they left the country?
Yeah, all of us. You mean it's before the war?
On the other side.
And also, what the war changed in your life?
Yeah, sure. We were living in a peaceful way and a peaceful life. But when the war came, they changed everything. Or in another word, we can say the war destroyed everything, not changed. Even our insistence to build our country so that you will either fight with some parts, either the government or other parts, or you will maybe put in prison or like so, you will be first, so that we were forced to leave our country and come here in hope to find the quiet and peace places in the European countries. But when we came, we chose England. Now we are trapped and we can't go any place, so that we are demonstrating here in hope to send our message to be heard by the public.
You are mostly men. I've seen one family today, but where are your families?
Yeah. According to me, or most of us, our families are still in Syria. But there are lots of families. But those families, for example, have little children, and you know the situation, the cold weather, so that we said it's not necessary. As soon as it will be necessary, we can bring them, so that one of this family come. Yeah, that's.
There are more Syrian families now in Calais.
We are just about 80 people, certainly not more than 80 people, all the Syrian here.
But there are some families with children.
Yeah, there are some. Yeah, some, not a lot of, just some families, about three families or four families. Because the families who came here before didn't find anything, didn't find that Great Britain would receive them, so that most of them have chosen another way and go to another country. But we are still here in hope to go to Great Britain.
And if you get asylum in the UK, you are going to help your family in Syria, or you are going to bring your family in the UK?
Yeah, sure, I'm going to help them and in hope to bring them, because you know the situation in Syria. It is a disastrous situation. So that I hope to go, but the most important is to live in quiet and peace. This is the most important.
So you are here to, you made all this way to be sure that your family can live safely.
Yeah, sure. I came here not to leave my family to live safely, to in hope to bring my family here, to find the peace, to educate my younger brothers and so on. That's my hope. No, not my hope to find them in this situation. Yeah.
Why especially in the UK?
Yeah, for me, I know that, and I told you that I'm English teacher. I know the language. I think UK the most suitable country for me. Maybe in the future, as soon as I got job and find the peace for my family, I could complete my studies. So maybe in the future.
Okay, do you want to say something more?
I hope to look at us, the British government, and find that there are about 80 trapped people here in Calais. That's my message, and I hope to arrive to the British government.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome.